Bill Bartee. We're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and we're coming up on a great social event involving fly fishing in Western Carolina.
That's right. Don, we're covering all sorts of things this week on the Carolina Outdoors, our four segments. We've gone for some all-star weekend NBA basketball. We've talked a little bit about, I guess, the city, urban. We stayed in Second Ward and looked at Brooklyn. So it is time for some fresh air of our western North Carolina mountains, and one of the places that we can go is Bryson City, North Carolina, and one of the things to do while we're there is check up the Fly Fishing Museum that's located there. And one of the key people that helped make it happen originally and through some transitions is our next guest. We're going to invite him on right now to the Carolina Outdoors with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, Mr. Alan Baker. Alan, welcome.
Oh, I appreciate you having me.
Well, would you give us a brief breakdown on the history of something called the Fly Fishing Museum that's located in Bryson City? Where did it start? How did it start? And who is it for?
Well, the Fly Fishing Museum started in, we opened the doors in 2015. The vision and the 501c3 and all that started back in 2013, and it's basically the ability to preserve the heritage of our fly fishing in the Southern Appalachians. We have a rich history, and no one was doing anything to, you might say, hold on to that for the next generations, so we started the museum.
I'm glad you said it that way, because I said it, you're located in Bryson City, but it is the Fly Fishing Museum of the Southern Appalachians, and it covers multiple states, and it covers, I guess, multiple vignettes or categories, if you will, within the museum. What are some of the special categories that are covered there, like an old fishing boat, old pictures, antique gear, and other things?
Yeah, we've got a lot of old fly rods, the bamboo rods, metal rods. We've got lots of old fly fishing reels, nets, creels, bamboo rod making tools, a fly tying bench that literally puts you in the 1950s when most people in the Southern Appalachians tied their own flies because they had to mail order them otherwise. And of course, we're located in Bryson City, which is kind of the heart of things in the Southern Appalachian. It's around the Smokies. We started over in Cherokee with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, and we had a great start, but we needed to move the museum. And it turns out Bryson City is probably the heart of the whole thing and just happens to be a good location for the Southern Appalachians.
Now, you've got a huge event coming up, right, a gala?
Yes, we do a Hall of Fame event every year and induct members, and so we're doing our fourth annual, and we're doing a luncheon at the Nantahala Warehouse Brewery. It's their restaurant, and so we commandeer the place at lunchtime, and we generally have about 80 people come to the inductions there in the town.
And I guess the people who are inducted are people who have made an impact anywhere within the category of fly fishing. It doesn't just have to be the Appalachians or the Carolinas. Is that right?
Absolutely. We are biased toward the South, of course, because there are fly fishing museums in Pennsylvania and North, and they do a great job. And so we focus on people of the South, and in particular the Southern Appalachians.
Well, we understand that one of the founders of the Fly Fishing Museum himself might be inducted this year. Congratulations, Alan Baker.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what happens when you have an independent selection committee and they don't seem to know any better than to pick on the founder.
That's one way to do it. But we do need to note that for 50 or more years, not to tell your age, you've been an avid fly fisher. Men, you've also been an author. You were one of the charter members of our local chapter here in the Charlotte area, Rocky River Trout Unlimited, back in the early 80s or so. You helped kick that off, and then fast forward, of course, through a long career with Duke and such as that, you helped kick off, as Don just mentioned, the Fly Fishing Museum. So we think here on the Carolina Outdoors that it is well deserved that Alan Baker is recognized as an ambassador of the sport of fly fishing and conservation, if you will.
Well, as my wife would say, I've gotten a little carried away with fly fishing over the years.
Well, you're in good company because also being inducted is Dave Whitlock, one of everybody's favorite authors and fly tiers and fly fishermen from Arkansas.
Absolutely.
Hey, Alan, how does that work? Are people like that? We think about NASCAR, and Alan Baker is a Charlotte-centric man, so we're proud of him for being from here and having an impact way beyond just his hometown. But the different categories, for instance, in the NASCAR Hall of Fame, you may have drivers, you may have owners, you may have pit crew members, different people are different categories of membership. How does it work in the Fly Fishing Museum's Hall of Fame?
Well, we started out with a category of conservation, those that, you know, care about our precious resources, crafts, fly tires, rod builders, artists, and then communication, people that write the books, and you guys on WBT. Humanity, we found that there were people that worked very hard to use fly fishing to give back and help others, particularly recovering patients of cancer and so forth. And recreation, which is, you know, really what fly fishing is all about. This year, we have added the category of ambassador, which I'm being inducted in, and it's for that at-large impact on fly fishing.
All right. That induction of the Hall of Fame weekend is March 29th and 30th in Bryson City. Alan Baker is one of the inductees. He's also our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors with Don Yeager and Bill Barty, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Alan, who curates the museum, and tell us how we can go check it out? We want the website and the hours and what we might see if we head up there for the 2019, I guess, curation during the spring.
Well, I'm the acting curator right now. We hope to get, you might say, of a size that we have someone up there at least part-time on the premise. Have a lot of volunteers. We're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, pretty much business hours. They run a little bit longer hours during the tourist season and shorter hours from, I think it's late December to 1st of April. The website is www.flyfishingmuseum.org. We've got a lot of the museum is actually, you can do a tour right there on the website. The first building we're in is right there on Main Street on the corner across from the Heritage Museum. It's operated by the Swain County Chamber of Commerce. And we're building a second building now over on Island Drive, which is on the Tuckasegee River with a nice view of the delayed harvest stream. And we're putting aquariums in to help attract and tell the story of our fish that we love so much. And we'll have more exhibits in that building as well.
All right. Now, tell us about those aquariums, because that's a big step.
It is. From day one, when we were in Cherokee, we envisioned having a room with aquariums that would particularly attract the kids. We, you know, the next generation of fly fishermen and women are the kids of today, and there's no better way to attract them than to have fish. So our scope is freshwater, southern Appalachian species, and we venture out a little bit into the foothills of other species that are there, and of course you've got some introduced species that come from other parts of the country, but we'd be familiar with them around here if we go fly fishing.
And this is just one example of what may happen to you when you retire, because Alan Baker, our guest, has been one of the busiest men in show business since retiring from his quote-unquote real job and taking up being an ambassador and being a mover and shaker within the sport of fly fishing. Flyfishingmuseum.org is that website. And Alan, we are from here on going to always preface your introduction by calling you the Hall of Famer, Alan Baker. Congratulations on that. And we thank you for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and we certainly can talk again at some point.
Well, count us in on that as the March event gets here. We'll have to get you back on to update us on all of those festivities. In the meantime, off he goes, and we're going to take a short break here. This is the Carolina Outdoors, available via podcast. Wherever you may listen to your podcast, we invite you to subscribe, maybe review us, and recommend us to a friend. It all makes it easier for them to find us. You can also go over to jessebrowns.com to listen, as well as early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of WBT Radio. We'll be back with more after this.